those or not, this is that.
Pull that back up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
look here. You can click on the link below, see account sold for $120,000 and $125,000. One of these is a foreclosure. And we've got it at $127,850. I'd say we're probably pretty accurate.
And he paid $299,000?
Yeah, they were.
But that was back in 2007.
They give ridiculous prices for those. And we had an older gentleman come in here last year that owned one of those right up there. And that thing was
if I read this right, this appraisal is showing $84,000.
720 square feet or 590 or something. It was a ridiculous. What wonder what this one is square feet.
It's right. One of those
it's one of those is that on that. Or he said he could look down on the depot and the
this one shows to be 899 square feet.
899, so it's 900.
Not much. You want to call him first or you want a motion first?
Got let's it. Call him first.
Yeah, let's call him.
What'd you say?
I asked if you wanted a motion first or if you want to call him first.
Well, if you think we're about right, we can make a motion and tell him.
Let's call him and let him state his case.
Ben?
And
he's got a
you say let him in.
What's that? What is that? 80,000?
This is another Jerry Jeske appraisal. 80-something thousand. 84,000.
I don't want any condos, so I'm going to offer to buy this one.
Brandon can't buy anymore. He
I'm
just
said I'm tapped out.
Tapped out.
Did this appraisal come with it?
10%
yeah.
of the 120,000, so
12,
yeah, I'd buy it.
Hey, Diane. Hello, Diane. I'm Mike Schofield, and I'm with the Board of Equalization here in Taney County, and we're here looking at your property at 200 South Sycamore Street.
Okay.
And I have it, you purchased that in 2007 for $299,900.
Convention Center, correct? Yeah. That's correct. That's what we purchased it for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When's the...
Did she just send the other one in
today? So when did you send the other appeal
when in? Did you send your other appeal in?
Our other appeal?
You said you had this, you had two?
Oh yes, sir. I own one on the Promenade side over a street. Yep, the same exact day. I have a number. Numbers in front of me.
Is it under LGM Group? Yeah, it's under LGM Group. It's right below it.
Okay, we got it. We see it.
Okay.
On some of the evidence you sent us, there was a email and a letter. We're pulling that back up. I think it was from Miss Gherkin. It says you can click on the link below to see the condos which sold for $120,000 and $125,000. One of these is a foreclosure. Right now, your assessed value is at
$127,850. Sorry, I'm going to take you off the speaker. I was trying to involve my husband.
That's okay.
Another person showing up for an appointment. Okay, I'm sorry. Say that again.
So on some of the evidence that was provided, I believe it was from Ms. Gherkin to you. It says that there was two condos that sold, one for $120,000 and one for $125,000, and one of those was a foreclosure. Your current value that it's appraised at is $127,850.
Yes, but the thing I sent you today, I think things have even gotten worse. That argued that now appraises for about $84,000. I think Donna got you that information. That I got through our condo association.
We have the appraisal for
$84,000.
That's
smaller. He said 9, didn't he?
Yeah. Check, they got 786 square feet. project on that, on this appraisal. So that
could be right.
How many square feet do you have in yours, Dan?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I just have it in the one bedroom suite.
It says 786 on this appraisal sheet.
I think the treasurer's office took these square feet off of the plat.
Brandon, I'm not sure if the Gerken numbers, but I do remember last year when we set these and the gentleman came forward, and may have been, I know it was last year.
I'm looking.
And he had one of these real small ones, and I think it was
900,000
we set it at.
What are you thinking, Danny?
I was thinking that when the gentleman came forward here, we set it at 120,000. You reckon it was one of the comparables we used? Or? Oh, yeah. And they've got one of these here. I was telling you how small those were. They've got one of these comparables at 570 square feet, which is smaller than theirs. Then they've got another one that is 700 square feet. So,
Mike, would you look on my desk? What is it? And there is
83.
A closing sheet. It's got colored, little colored pictures. Branson behind me. So two sheets.
This one is 800 square feet. I just looked it up. This FYI.
My unit.
Yes. The penthouse.
Okay. So no, I'm not. Oh, it's called the penthouse, but I'm not on the top floor. Yeah, right.
No, it's not going to have a garage.
This is car storage one next to the garage.
We were just given feedback from our association that things have gone down even further, and be aware of that. It may be rock bottom, it may not be, but that this process may be worth it to try to show so that our taxes could be eased. And that's when, since there weren't sales, the condo association provided us that valuation that I sent today.
Is there a whole list of them? Little colored pictures on them. Yeah.
Did you pay for the appraisal, or did your condo association pay for that appraisal?
Yeah.
Our condo association.
Interesting.
I think that's all they can do, because nothing is selling.
And is yours a two bedroom?
One.
No.
It's a one bedroom penthouse. Okay.
And one and a half bath, I think.
Yeah, that's what it says
it is,
up there.
It is one and a half
now. I'm looking up.
You don't care to. Once you pull the value of those right around it, I know we had the gentleman that produced the evidence last year on the surrounding units right there. He's right there in that same deal.
I'm looking at comps too myself here.
But no, that's way back. That's second.
We're looking at the whole.
Okay.
Thank you. You have one in the Promenade too, is that correct?
Yes, and I have separate paperwork filled out for that.
Okay.
The only thing I could come up with, I've talked to a couple realtors down there, Gherkin, and then the one that I sent the email today, Rick Harris Huffman, because Gherkin wouldn't even take our listing because they said that they can't sell it, and so.
What was the price that you were wanting to sell it at?
Well, we bought it for, I don't have my, what is it, say on my paperwork, whatever it was, $279 or $289, something like that, when it was new. And it never sold again at that amount. I mean, you might be aware of that, but we were trying to sell it with Eric last year for $230, and it wasn't going to happen. And we're not going to give it away. We're not going to sell it for less than that. So for now, but he says that's not what they can sell it for. So,
well, would you sell it for $127,850?
Are you talking about the penthouse again now?
Yeah. We're just staying on the penthouse for now.
Well, it's not for sale. We just don't want the taxes to be raised because if we did have to sell them, it's going to be a huge loss. It's not a high value property. And that's why we're appealing the taxes. We don't want any increase, and we prefer a decrease because we feel like all they've done has gone down.
Because there is one listed at the penthouse that's they're asking $125 for right now, and granted it has not sold, but that's
$99. There's no way we would, you know, unless we were like, you know, in the poorhouse. We would just continue to do what we can with the rental program and use it. I mean, if that's all we're getting. I mean, that's been our stance up to now.
Yeah. There's another one listed. No, that's a Promenade. But there's one that's over on the convention center side. It's $125 listed, and it has not sold.
Right. And I think that's been the issue, is to have comparables they aren't selling. And that's why the association tried to have a professionally done appraisal of each of the type of units, because there aren't comparables, you know,
One did. There is one that did sell in the 2nd of June. That is 705 square feet, and it is a penthouse, and it did close for $100.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, and it wasn't on the market very long.
But that's still in our favor in terms of appealing the tax.
The rate we're being taxed, I think. Actually, that sold October of last year.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of anything, but I haven't, the last few weeks, stayed on it.
So there are a fair amount listed. There's some even with half the square, 438 square feet, one bedroom listed for $129. There was one that was closed for $85.5, but it was only 223 square feet. No, I'm sorry. It was 700 square feet. Sorry. It was 700 square feet. And it did sell for $85.5, and that was March.
That was probably, I would guess that would have been bank owned, but I don't know.
Well, that'd be a factor. I appreciate you bringing that up. No, it was not a bank owned property.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
Do you want to look at the next one, Jeff? I don't know that we're going to get anywhere with. I think that's probably pretty accurate valuation.